Welcome to No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. We promise to inspire, challenge, and make you think beyond the ordinary, reaching for a life lived for love alone. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and tell your friends to join us every Saturday night at 5:30 and Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. And now, here's my husband, Bishop Randy Dean.
Welcome, everybody. I am honored that you chose to give me the next 30 minutes of your life and time. I am Bishop Randy Dean with another episode of the No BS Bishop Alive to Love. I'm not here to BS you. I'm here to give you the one value in life that is authentic, the one value in life that is reliable, the one value in life that is the most deeply needed human value, and that is love. Love alone is credible. Love alone will survive. Love alone is the beauty of all human existence. For the last 2 weeks, I've been sharing with you, and this will be the third episode of a discussion. Maybe you're saying, no, you've been on a monologue. Well, okay, maybe you're talking back to me as I can't hear you back there. But I've been talking about the two words, tough love. But I put a question mark on it, tough love with a question mark. My assertion here is that love that has to be qualified as tough is probably something we need to step back and re-examine what we're really talking about. Because from my vantage point, from my examination of 67 years on this planet, my experience, my research, my view of human existence, human experience, is that love is tough. You don't have to have tough love. You have to have love with a capital L. Love that is love is tough all by itself. You don't have to start with the qualifier that I'm going to exercise some tough love now. Because if you do, in my opinion, if you do, then you, I believe you have not fully grasped the greatness, the power, the towering beauty, the strength of the root system that love is. Love is enough all by itself. What we do when we qualify love with a word like tough, we say to ourselves that we've got to figure out a love that is more compatible to what I want it to be. We've got to make that love somehow comfortable to my experience. I'm sorry. Well, as the current vernacular goes, sorry, not sorry. But if you got to make love comfortable to your experience and to your exercise of it, then I doubt you understand the genuine nature of love. The genuine nature of love will take you into deeps of life and relationships. It will take you where you aren't always willing to go, because love is the power of the human experience it's the one constant in the human experience. Love is our constant. Understanding that love by itself is strong. Love by itself is tough. Love by itself will be tender. Love by itself will be gentle. Love by itself will exercise patience and perseverance. Love will never fail when it is love. And if something fails, then don't go back and qualify it to make it more compatible to your experience. Just say, wait a minute, maybe I don't even know or have a full experience or a full evaluation of what love is. Because you see, love won't fit in neatly into a file folder waiting for us to pull it out and somehow another say, okay, well, it's time to exercise love. That isn't how love works. Love will not lay in storage waiting for some application sparingly when we decided, well, I guess I can afford to love this person, or I can afford to love again. No, that's not love. Love is far more passionate than that. Love that is love is like a tumultuous ocean. We've been watching the past week, if you're listening on the recording of this, we've been watching two tropical storms come roaring up into the Gulf of Mexico. Imagine the Gulf of Mexico slammed by two tropical storms, and you're seeing the tumultuous ocean, the irresistible force that is a good example, a good picture of what love is. That's how love operates. It's unpredictable. It rises in 30-foot swells. It drops into 50-foot wave valleys. It's brimming with the tides that are underneath it. Roll and grab everything up above without anything up above being able to see what's happening down below. It is love is a raging power, and it's beyond human borders. You can't put a fence around love and say, okay, we're going to hold love right here. No, love is looking to sweep us all up. Love is looking to sweep us all away in its undertow. Love is really, if you look at it for all that it genuinely is, love is the scandal of God. Love is God's scandal, if you will. Not that God fails or is immoral or has done something wrong, not at all. But it is the scandal that God loves the world, not as he would have it to be, but as it is. And he recognizes his love has the intrinsic power, the tumultuous, brimming tidal power, raging beyond human borders. He knows that his love, that is who he is capable of transforming and holding humanity for all of history past and all of history future, that his love is grand and great enough to manage all the human mess that we offer up. And boy, do we offer up some messes, don't we? But God's love is far and away more capable than you can imagine of managing all humanity. So it makes it God's scandal. So when we ask of God about some horrific deed or some person who's performed something awful or done a crime, committed a crime that we can hardly wrap our head around, so we ask, does God love that person? You know what the answer is, don't you? The answer is yes. And remember the proposition I'm starting with here today. This is tough love, part 3. God isn't saying, well, I'm going to have to exercise some tough love now. No, God knows who he is because he's God all by himself. He doesn't need any counsel from us. He doesn't need any recommendations from us. He doesn't need a letter of reference from us. God is love. And love is God. If you dwell in God, you dwell in love. If you dwell in love, you dwell in God. And as God views a scandalous behavior on a part of any human being, he has one single answer to what he must be and do to that human being, and that is L-O-V-E. He will love. And he invites us to join him in that one single word, that one single pursuit, that indomitable force, that indomitable, transcendent, supreme power of love. I don't have to tell myself we got to get love dialed into the perimeters of tough now. No, I have to talk to myself and train myself and ready myself and sturdy myself for the pursuit of one word, love. And in the pursuit of love, I will manage relationships. In the pursuit of love, I will manage myself. I will manage my walk with my neighbor, my relationship to my job, to my family. I will manage it with grace and glory if I will stop trying to make it something that it isn't. Because all by itself, love is tough. But if I start with the word tough, well, now my goal is really to be tough, and I'll sprinkle some love in there. If I have to start with the word tough, well, then I'm really admitting that love has to be qualified. Love has to be defined better, because after all, we don't want to end up in the scandal that is God. God loving the world, well, wait a minute, I don't know, maybe we need God to be tougher than that. Maybe we need our love to be more truth-telling than that. There's a way we like to do it. I'm going to tell you the truth in love. I always dodge that kind of person or that remark when that remark is made by a person. I duck because I recognize they've got a wind up and a pitch that's going to hit me in the head, and they're not going to do it. I don't believe they're not going to do it with honest to goodness, pure power of love. They're going to tell me the truth, and they're going to make sure there's enough love to excuse some kind of ridiculous thing they're going to say. Love is what I'm looking for. Love is what I want to be about. Love is what God is. Love is what He calls us to be. To love without a qualifier. To love without an excuse. To love without measuring or putting a boundary on it. To love, to let it be, as I described a moment ago, a tumultuous ocean with brimming tides and raging beyond human borders. Love that sweeps us away in its undertow. That's what I'm after. I said last week, I believe it was, that I'm a book collector. I love books. I adore books. Whether I've read them all or not is immaterial to me. I just love books. And when I have gone after some research or some reading on what is love, how do you define it? How do you manage it? How do you call yourself to the real purpose of love? And I just have not found many, if any, books that will instruct me well. And so I've been on the pursuit of writing my own book on love. And it's probably going to be called Alive to Love. All lesser values are potential BS. I understand greatly how people feel when they say, well, you know, we can't just love. There's another one of those qualifiers. I understand what they're getting at, but I also understand that when you start that way, you're probably trying to keep love as tame as you know how. You're trying to break that wild bronc called love. You want to make sure you can get a saddle on it, make sure you get a bridle in there, put some blinders on its eyes, and make sure it's you can manage it with great care. I'm sorry, but in my research and my look for a book to find the definitions and the help and understanding of love, I found rare, if any, real powerful qualifiers, definitions, challenges to be a true lover. I believe that the pursuit of love is the human existence. It's the human experience. It's the human destiny. The what we're all looking for when we're looking for, we go to the wilderness to discover some new territory. I think love is part of that pursuit. I think love is in the middle of that. When I hear people talk about being mountain climbers or hikers, I hear them say one word about it. I love to do that. When I hear people talking about a hobby or a avocation that they have, and they do it without having to be told, they don't have to be. In fact, a lot of hobbies and avocations don't pay a dime. In fact, it costs people. You know what I hear people say when they talk about their hobby or their avocation? They say, I love to do that. When we love, love will carry us toward those kinds of sacrificial exercises that nothing else, no amount of money is going to cause you to say, I can sacrifice everything for that. Because love has this enormous rising sun value to it that will carry you beyond all qualifying factors. Last week I talked about when we say tough love, it's like saying, I need hot sun. I need the sun to be hot. No, you don't. You just need the sun because the sun is hot all by itself. I don't need tough love. I need love. When I recognize my need to be tough with my love, I'm just really admitting that I've got to explore love. You know, if you have a child or a spouse or a friendship where you think you're going to have to muster up the courage to have tough love, I would suggest to you that what you're really in need of is the discovery of love, the discovery of its power, the discovery of its honest-to-goodness value. Love has it has this enormous energy to it that has rarely, if ever, been dove into. We've rarely diving into it. And when we dive into it, then love pulls us into this irresistible force. And like the sun rising, I don't have to will for the sun to rise in the morning. I don't have to put my best thinking cap on and hope that the sun will come up tomorrow morning. I simply know when I go to bed at night, when I wake up, there will be the inching radiance of the dawn coming up out of the east. That inch by inch, that radiance is coming up just over the horizon over there. And when it comes up, I recognize it's like this enormous bonfire, 8 to 10 million miles away, and it's taking the heat and the light of it to 8 minutes. 8 minutes from the time it comes up over the ridge of our horizon. That light, that heat that you see, it took 8 minutes to arrive here. Recognizing that it's like this enormous bonfire that has been going on for millions of years and will continue to go on for millions of years. So when I look at it, I don't hope for it to be hot. I don't have to recognize something else in the sun that says, well, how do we make it warm enough to get through this day? Or on the winter, even in the wintertime, you know, in the deeps of January and February when it's sub-zero here in Wisconsin, I don't have to worry at all about whether or not that sun is going to be able to manage itself through February, March, April, May, and into June, July, August. I don't have to worry. I don't even have to consider it because the sun has heat all by itself, and the heat of that sun will continue on. My point in talking about the sunrise, my point in talking about the strength of it and the sturdiness of it, the substance of the sunrise, is that's the best way I can describe to you how love functions, because love that is love will rise every day. It is looking for a participant. It's looking for a willing host to join the wild ride of love, and then even to potentially join in the scandal of God, the scandal of God, which is love, the scandalous love of God that runs to the prodigal son and grabs him and kisses him even though he stinks of the pig pen. The scandal of the love of God who rises to the prodigal son arriving home and throws a party when that prodigal son has hardly explained any of his behavior. The scandal of God who recognizes that somebody else is out in the backyard sulking and mad because you're loving that prodigal son. How could you do that? I've always been here. I've always worked. I've been a good boy. I've been a good girl. How could you reward them? The scandal of that love of God says, you've always been here and everything I have is yours. That's the scandal of the love of God. The scandal of the love of God is throwing a party that is raucous and loud and beautiful. That's what happened when the prodigal son came home. The scandal of the love of God is that he waited patiently without any sense that his love would fail, that his love would ever fail. And you see, the love of God is still recognizing that of all humanity, it will not fail. Not one single human being will be failed by the love of God. His love doesn't have to be called tough love, because his love all by itself is strong enough, big enough, mighty enough, tumultuous enough, brimming with power and raging beyond human borders enough. His love will always sweep us up, sweep us away, carry us on into the wide world around us. His love is the love he invites every one of us to participate in. You see, if we say we love God but we hate our neighbor, we are lying. That's what the book of 1 John says. We're just lying. We're not even just telling a white lie. It's not a, you know, there's again a qualifier. You know, a lie is a lie is a lie. And as love is love is love. So if we lie, we just lied. We just lied if we say I love God but I don't love my neighbor. So when I'm invited to love my neighbor and my neighbor is a stinker, if my neighbor is a crook, if my neighbor is a monster, if my neighbor is obnoxious, I'm called to love. And what's happening there? I'm being called to something deeper in me of a discovery of what love really is. I'm being called to love someone that's hard to love, and I don't have to muster up tough love. Nope. I just need to explore the real deeps, the real depths, the real heights, the real tall, venturous rise of what love is. All of those people that annoy us, all of those people that we rage at, all those people we shake our fist at on the evening news, all those people that we say, how could they behave like that? Every one of them are people that you are being invited to love, because they're every one of them your neighbor. You say, wait a minute, that's not my neighbor. Listen, if they're living on the planet, that's your neighbor. That's your neighbor. And you're being challenged to love them. Well, you can say, well, they're my enemy. They're on the other side of my political spectrum. They're on the other side of my faith perspective. That person doesn't think like me, doesn't look like me, doesn't behave like me. Well, that sounds like an enemy. And Jesus said, love your enemies. And he said, look, if you love those who love you back, what credit is it to you? What is that? That's no biggie. That's no great shakes. Listen, but if you love the unlovable, if you love the one that is hateful and evil in your own mind, perhaps, but if you love that enemy, now you're challenged to a deeper place in you. You and I are challenged to something deeper inside of us. What lurks on the inside of us that allows us to hate anybody? Whatever that is, love is searching it out. Love is going after that. Say, we got to get rid of that. Well, let me draw this to a close and help you to understand that I believe in the toughness, the strength, the beauty, the tenderness, the all-encompassing power that is love. Love alone is credible. Love alone. Say it with me. Love alone. And when we approach it on that basis, then it challenges us to something that many of us, if not all of us, have yet to really explore. You know, the United States of America now is engaged in some great divisive battles. We're challenging racism. We're challenging partisanship, tribalism. Oh my goodness, tribalism is just such a deadly pursuit to protect my tribe, to demonize the other side, to make the other person look worse and worse and worse. When we go into those kinds of debates and fights and competitive kind of human pursuits, we are really, really, really depriving ourselves of the pursuit of love. Because, you see, I am convinced that when I love the opposite spectrum, especially as we look at our nation right now, when I love the opposite point of view, when I love them, I am being challenged to something deeper about me rather than me challenging in them how I see them wrong. Demonstrating for a watching world, demonstrating for my children, my grandchildren, and all who would watch me, demonstrating that the only way through divisiveness is love. The only way through partisanship is love. The only way through this kind of great divide that we're faced with is love. We always like to say, united we stand, divided we fall. I would say it this way, hateful we fall, but love will stand us straight up. Hateful we will fall, but love will put us back on our feet and cause us to be genuine humans. It is the human nature that looks for love. It is the human cry that is eager for love. Love is the one human constant that sustains why we eat, why we sleep, why we rest, and why we prepare for a new day. Love is that which is calling us to live. So if you're looking for a better life, love. If you're looking for better relationships, love. Here in the United States of America, if you want to cure and heal the demon of racism, love. If you want to cure and heal the partisan divide of tribalism, love. Love alone is that pursuit that will take us beyond where we are. Every week I come here, I bring my discussion of no BS, all less values than love or potential BS. No BS from me. I hope you hear it in my voice. I'm not trying to bait and switch you. I'm not trying to BS you. I'm trying to tell you love, love, love is all we really need. And every week I come here sharing these thoughts with you, and every week I close because I know I'm pushing hard with this issue of love. I call you to just drop everything for a moment and practice something that every one of us need to practice, and that's to learn how to breathe deep. Take a deep breath and then find in yourself the energy to rise up and love. So do it with me. Put everything aside for a moment. Take a deep breath. Are you ready? Hold it and exhale. One more time. A good deep breath in and exhale. And know that your pains, your problems, your processes, everything in you is crying for love. Everything in you is not only crying for love, everything in you is crying for you to be a lover. So as we go about our day today, let's be extraordinary in love. Let's be outrageous with love. Let's join the scandal of God in being a lover of all humanity. Let's risk everything in our life, every opinion, every competitive thought. Let's risk it all for the one human pursuit that is worth it all, and that is love. So as you go about your day today, get out there and do something beautiful, because ugly has been done to death. I'm Bishop Randy Dean, happy to be with you, and I'm alive to love, asking you to join me in this life for love alone.
Thank you for being with us today for this episode of No BS Bishop, Alive to Love with Bishop Randy Dean. Be sure to join us again here next week, Saturday at 5:30 p.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Feel free to contact us with your questions or comments at randydeanministries@gmail.com, and we welcome your financial support at paypal.me/randydeanministries. No BS Bishop is a service of WPCA Radio and Randy Dean Ministries.